Hey,
I remember the night. Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
I remember we opened for Merle Haggard at the Crystal Palace. And boy, did Merle get an earful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He said, where's this lady been? Siri, really true story.
That is sweet.
Hey, we're handing it over to Jerry. Jerry has a little Liza Jane for you. And you're welcome to come up and dance. Even if you're, you know, you don't have a partner, I could dance all by myself. So, no, but Charlie, he will dance with you. Right, Charlie, where are you? Where are you? Oh, you're over there. There's a big star where I can't even see you, honey. There's a big star.
Tracy.
What you gonna do, Pete? You gonna tell him you're gonna do something awesome?
All right.
Now this is a song. I just lost my musical partner that I'd had that played with me, Neil Galvin, for many, many years. And this is a song that he always did. He did so well. And I'd like to do it in his, in Neil's memory.
This is what we remember. That's our theme tonight. We remember.
Mark Mark Twain's is ours. The drummer Mark Twain, he says, this is for drinking and water's for fighting, okay? And then I have a pistol over there, a 1936 caliber officer's pistol used in the Civil War. And that war, that pistol was used, by six times in Washington, D.C. In 1965. The guy lost his leg fighting at Gettysburg, and he found his wife and a friend who was getting friendly with her, and he went up and shot him six times. And they used, that as a precedent in the courts for a crime of passion, a man shooting a fellow that's getting friendly with his wife until about
the 1920s. So don't go near Betty, right?
And then the only other thing I got to say, she won't let me do it, but I've got some...
Okay, write down Carol, Miss Vicky, and Jeanette, and Bill Kirby. Bill?
We saw you out there. You were dancing pretty good.
Originally scheduled, we had Washoe County and we had Dyer. Well, James works for our controller, Andy Matthews, and Andy gave him the choice, and we picked Dyer.
You know, Dan Peterson, the vice chairman of the Esmeralda County Republicans, stand up and take a bow. And then our secretary over there, Mary Jane, holding the fort down over there. Give her a good round of applause. And Charlie, my husband over there, is with the Republican Party. I think he's the trigger. And I'm a chairwoman. So it's really, this is wonderful that you're all here tonight. It's really an awesome night to get together. So thank you. We actually canceled this 4 times. And I said, you know what? And then my son said, Mom, see the rain and the snow that came down a couple days ago? Thank you. This is Chris, our son, Christopher.
I can't remember right now, but we're going to do a song to tell you about love.
Maria knows all about it. She's going to tell us all about love. The jokes.
Oh, I need my guitar. Hold on. 1 second. Oh.
All right, Jerry, can you come up on the top now? Come on, Jerry. had so much fun, and this is my sister Maria, and she's an amazing artist. Give her a big round of applause. All
right, Jerry's got a new song.
Jerry's got a new song, right?
It has three chords, so we're not going to mess it up.
Okay, Jerry, we promise. And Jerry, we were trying to figure out how long we've been playing together. When I used to live in Tehachapi, it's at least 27 years, but we only play like once every year now, huh?
So we've only played 27 times.
Yeah, only played 27. Jerry Mulkins, let's hear it, Jerry.
Clouds so sweet.
One, two, three, two.
together. My world in the skies, it's a fairy tale then that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could walk across Texas with you. Walk across Texas with you in my arms. Walk across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could walk across Texas with you. Ah, let me hear that bell.
It goes like this. Yeah.
tickets. Let's read off some raffle tickets. You win raffle stuff. Okay, Mary Jane, you want to read off the raffle tickets? And
thank you.
deputies here. Let's give a big round of applause to the deputy, Krista and Jordan. Make sure, hey Dan, make sure you feed them. Good. Got to get some food for them. We have to heat it up in a microwave, whatever we have to do. We have to feed them. Okay, this is a silent auction, winners. Okay, Miss Fix It. Would you like to come and tell us why you're here? I know she's Miss Fix It because she's going to fix our country, but I'm not sure how to vote for her.
Hey, she lived in communism.
Oh, okay. I'm here to support you guys because none of you can vote for me, but that doesn't matter to me. You can still support me. I'm not officially running until the legislation is over, and that's going to be hopefully end of June. But if they are not nice and the government doesn't sign the budget, they're going to be extended. However, we do need help with emailing the governor so he can veto some of the really bad bills. Also emailing our senators because we are one senator away from the governor not have a veto. So if somebody wants more information on that, I will stay a little bit longer. Please contact me and I will send you more information. Where can you email, where can you phone call, whatever you can do, anything helps. Or you can text me on 702-722-7225. Do you want me to repeat it? Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm here, so just contact me.
Okay.
And that's it. I just wanted to support you guys. Other than that, you can vote for me. But I love Teresa and the new people I met here. So just wanted to support you. That's it.
Thank you.
Miss Fix-It donated $200 to our various silent auctions. And here's your things, and you also have the Jesus picture.
Yes, all right.
And
King
if
Jesus,
there's
the
something
lion.
Here with nothing on
yes.
it,
yes.
it's because the item's still over there. I want to especially thank our Touchstone jewelry lady,
yes.
Dee Dee Sindelar, who is now cleaning up food. Better get some for those officers. Anyway, she donated this beautiful Touchstone red, white, and blue bracelet. And Mary Jane Zake is here to win. Okay, Teresa D. won the American Cross pin, red, white, and blue flag design. Is Teresa still here?
Teresa's right there.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Teresa.
Rusty and Art Johnson got the American Heart pin. And American Vet pin, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. So Rusty and Art, we'll get those to them since they're local. Where's the other one? Rusty and Art, thank you. I'm having a terrible time. Number one, I can't see. And number two, I'm all diddly. Okay, Teresa D. also won the American Heart earrings. So that's a $5 donation from Teresa. Thank you. American Cross, yeah, American Cross necklace was Andrew's, and also the American Heart pill. That's for Annette and Jim Andrews, so I'm going to put those aside. I'm going to put Mary Jane Zakas also won the Bedazzled American Flag pin. Would you just give that to yourself since you've got the cash in? Nobody here is going to steal the cash. That's not real.
The deputies are right there.
Yeah, the deputies have already got the guns out. Watch out. Okay, so this is Andy. These two. And this is Johnson. Not our Johnson. I know, but... Okay, no, it was just one. Vicky Smack, heart earrings.
That's me.
okay? So here's Vicky, Teresa and Vicky can come up and get their stuff. Women for Trump hat with buttons, Diane Phillips, $10. Here you go. And then, of course, you want to give us your money, too.
Who's got the cash and towels?
I don't know, somebody. Did I forget to bring it up?
Cash and towel, book,
this one.
Well, some of them got sold out from under you, Vicky.
Oh, dear.
Mrs. Fix-It, the riot against the king, Cash Patel, something of, it's like the Emperor with New Clothes by Cash Patel, and also the United States flag.
All
right. Those are also for Mrs. Fix-It. I think we're almost done here. Okay, Art Johnson and the two Andrews ones. I've got those taken care of. They're my neighbors, so we're good. If anybody wants any books, there's old vintage children's books, some old Constitution books, some old political books. Please just take them. You don't even need to donate. Just take them. If there's something over there among the books that you would like. And now I think we're going to hear some more wonderful music.
For the feature, Jimmy. He's going back to, who did this, Jimmy?
Hotshaw Hawkins.
Hotshaw. Did you figure it out?
What?
Two counts of four.
It's the kids, right? Who's,
I heard them talking.
Jerry, you know what, Jerry? You have to have like a college education to close that box.
That's one, okay?
Not me. She knows. Okay.
It's just a knife that she doesn't
have. That.
It's like a sword and stone.
It looks.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Had our number changed today, although I hated to, but each time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you. And it hurt me. So you better write it down, just in case you're there for me, should ever come around. You might want to call it after me, just call 077-203. Thank you.
you get there and you get wound up and the music is in your soul already, been there since I was in the third grade.
Hey, should Jerry do your favorite Knocking on the Heaven's Door song?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to sing a lot. We might just another about to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.